right, all of our right to vote so our voice will be heard.
All right now. And I think you want to say a word. Yes, go ahead. Telkey.
Okay.
Thanks, Audra.
I am C. Hope Brown Johnson, and I'm here today for a similar reason, and that is to protect voter integrity, particularly in the oppressed communities, the Black communities, the Latino communities around the country, and the poor communities. We need to ensure that there are free and fair elections, and that's why I'm here today to do my part and my civic duty.
All right now. All right now.
And Barbara, let me get, Barbara, we have some breaking news that's now coming out.
Breaking news that's coming out that
we want people to be aware of.
Breaking news.
Come on in. Professor Quarles, come on in. Professor Quarles is now reporting that there has been a report that there have been cameras that have been found that were secreted at voting places in the city of Philadelphia, photographing voters and things that were going on. Professor Quarles, what can you tell us?
Yes, on CNN just now. Hi, Barbara. The Philadelphia DA is basically saying that there are reports of hidden cameras filming voters in Philadelphia. Now, earlier we were able to come across some things that were being streamed online where people were being photographed going into polling places. And when they were coming out, there were people in vests who were having conversation with them. There wasn't literature exchange. We couldn't obviously hear the audio of what the conversations were, but one of the reports that we're getting is that they're getting information from those voters. So what kind of information, we don't know.
Wow. Absolutely outrageous. I hope that district attorney prosecutes whoever is behind this to the fullest extent of the law. Wow, what a report. It's just one of many dirty tricks, bomb threats, all of these dirty tricks. I'm coming over, Daryl, to one of D.C.'s leading political figures. I'm talking to none other than Bradley Thomas, Attorney Thomas.
Hey, I'm Bradley Thomas. You know, for a long time I've said, if you don't vote, you don't count. So we're here today to make sure that if you do go out to vote, that your vote does count.
Yeah. And I just want to really point out that when we do these centers, as Ashley said, we're not just taking complaints. We're actually resolving major problems, major issues. So I'm going to call Aaliyah soon to talk about one of the resolutions that has happened in the nation as one of the big problems that was occurring. And because of the advocacy of people like the people in this room, we got a really great victory today. So, Leah, if you don't mind, tell people what has happened.
Well, the good news is that when people speak up, just like when they vote, they can make change happen.
All right now.
And when people spoke up in Cambry County in Pennsylvania, when the machines were not working and the lines were too long, they got the pressure on the election council, and they responded well, and they submitted to the courts and asked for an extension. And so if you are from that region, you know that you can now vote until 10 p.m. tonight.
Whoa!
So
you
can make a difference. Get out there and vote, and please contact us if we can help you make that happen.
Wow, that's a great report. That's a great report. I see Daryl, and I'm going to turn it over to you to do some of the Atlanta Center. But let me get one more person from the National, and then we'll turn it over to you to hear from the voices from the Atlanta Center.
Yes, this is Warner Session, Washington, D.C. We had a call in today from Champaign County in Illinois, and we understood that it was reported that election machines were down. And that because they were down, people obviously couldn't vote. As part of our activism, we were able to get to the county clerk, and we learned that there will be a hearing today at 1 o'clock. And that based on that hearing, the request has been made to extend the hours for the time that people were not able to vote.
Yes.
So we'll be standing by, waiting to hear about the outcome of that hearing at 1 o'clock, and all things go well, those hours will be extended as well.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. All right now, everybody. So, Daryl, you know, people always talk about lawyers. They always got a lawyer jump. Always got us chasing the ambulance. Always got us, you know, doing something crazy. But we got some good news because there's some mighty lawyers at these command centers. All right?
Absolutely,
the
Barbara.
Work.
They're
the people,
absolutely.
Work. All right, Daryl.
All right. Yeah, absolutely, Barbara. You know, always a lot of wonderful attorneys that are volunteering their time to come back to the community to try to protect everyone's right to vote. But we also have law students that are doing it as well.
Hey,
and
hey.
One of those law students, Barbara, I pulled this law student because she's out of California. She's now living in Georgia. She's here at the Election Protection Headquarters. And she is the one that initially found the information about hidden cameras that were going on in different places in the state of Pennsylvania. She's Destiny Thomas, Barbara, so I want her to say hello and talk about this is her first experience doing election protection and what it's like. Destiny, what's happening?
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, United States. You're talking to people all over this nation and all over the world. We have people who listen to this radio show from 13 different countries. So it's a pleasure to have you on, Destiny. Tell us what's going on.
Well, first of all, it's an honor to be able to do this work. I come from a family of community organizers. My parents and uncles were all members of the Black Panther Party, so I was raised to be civically engaged. This is my first time participating in a voter protection action, and coming from California, I'm used to seeing voter suppression, but it's much more subtle there. So here, seeing things like bomb threats come in, seeing polls being run, the front of polls being run in ways that clearly intimidate voters or miseducate voters about who's responsible for running the polls has been really something that I hadn't expected. And so being here amongst all these other, you know, talented students, lawyers who are not just here doing voter protection, but offering mentorship, we are seeing long lines in some places. We're seeing complaints about machines breaking down, but we're also seeing insecurities about the electoral process overall. So I think something for us to keep in mind is that when this is all over, although many of the complaints are valid, there are plenty of people who do not have trust in this system, and it's our job as organizers to restore that trust and to hold our elected officials accountable so that the next time we have Election Day, things can run even more smoothly.
All right. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Destiny. What year are you in law school?
I'm a 3L. I'll be finished in May. I'm so excited. Please pray for me on the bar exam.
Okay. We got you. We all have to go through
Thank
that
you.
Journey to become lawyers. We know precisely what you're going through. Thank you. Daryl, you got more voices, I'm sure. Daryl?
Yes, Barbara.
Right. Yes.
So, yeah, you know, here, Barbara, you know, is watching the law students and the lawyers combine to do the work and do the research and find the issues and get into the communities. You know, it really is just reassuring to know that, you know, this election and the future elections will be in good hands, that there will be litigation that's occurred. Actually, Gerald Griggs, who is the NAACP president here in the state of Georgia, we've been in contact with him with regards to the issue that's going on in Camilla, and he's in the process now of going forward with litigation and filing for litigation that will be going on in Camilla.
Okay.
And, you know, just to be certain that we highlighted it, you know, correctly, you know, what's going on in Camilla is that there's a double election that's going on. There's a special election for a council person who passed away, as well as the general election for the presidency in those offices. But what they've done is they put them in two different locations. They've one location at the City Hall for one election, and then the other at the Board of Elections for the general election. And the voters have gotten confused. And once they heard that the judge had issued an order saying that people could be put in jail for exercising their rights in Camilla, Georgia, people became concerned. And so, you know, there's a lot of voter suppression that has existed over that. We have the actions that are being filed. We're on top of it. We want to be certain that everyone in Camilla, Georgia, has the opportunity to get that get their vote counted, Barbara.
All right, now, that's amazing. Now, Daryl, we have some amazing young lawyers who I'm about to talk with because I want to know. You could be a whole lot of different places today. You could be getting ready to party or getting ready to whatever. But you're here at this command center today. Tell people, why did you come?
So I'm Victoria. I'm a recent law school graduate. I came today because I believe it's important. A lot of people fought and died for the right that we have today and to exercise it. And I think that on not even just the national level, but also the local and state level, there's a lot of ramifications that come out of voting. So it's very important for people to get out and exercise the right because it will affect everybody's lives at some point. So.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm coming to another, Daryl, another young lawyer who is here today. And just want to hear from her perspective on why she is here.
Thank you. Hi, thank you for having me. My name is Ayana, and I'm also a recent law school graduate. Thank you. And I would say that I'm here today because I believe that justice delayed is justice denied.
Wow.
And wow. It's so important for us to be able to allow people that don't have the opportunity to be able to vote freely and have that justice to restore that. So I think that's important for all of us to help in some way. And so I'm happy I can be here.
All right. So,
well,
Daryl,
Barbara, you're coming with all these young lawyers. I'm going to keep coming at you with law students. We got another John Marshall law student. Let me tell you, I think she has so many computers opened up here, and she must have the entire country in front of her. Come on, what you up to here? Come on, what's your name and what are you doing?
Hi, my name is Terica. I am a 2L at John Marshall. Right now, we're just looking at all the different sites, just trying to ensure that if anyone is out there and they're needing help, having issues at the polls, that we are here mobilizing a team to get them some resources as soon as possible.
All right. That's awesome. Thank you. And what year are you?
Thank you. 2L.
A 2L. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Middle of the storm. All right.
All righty. Thank you.
There, I want to hear some more.
You know, Barbara, we have law students, we have lawyers that are here, and yet we want to mix it all up. Let's mix it all up. Let's take it around the table. Hold on. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Jones, and I'm also a 2L at John Marshall, and I'm just diving in, doing the work that needs to be done, and advocating for people that are having issues with voting all over the country.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
You're very welcome.
We're grateful for all of you because you are pointing the direction.
And then come back to you. Okay.
Let's go.
Absolutely. One second.
And Barbara, we just had another issue. I'm going to let the person that found the issue talk to you about it. Here we go, folks.
All right. New issue, everybody. New issue. Let's hear it.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Brittany. I'm also a law student, John Marshall. I'm a 3L. One of the things that we just saw at Clarkston Community Center here in Georgia, they are lacking translators. And they have a lot of people who need translators, and they're not exactly sure who they're voting for. On social media, we're seeing some stories about some voters who have no clue who they're voting for because of lack of translators. So they're still waiting for people to get out there now. They need a French and a Spanish translator as of now.
Wow.
So those are some of those are some of the issues that we're seeing.
We appreciate that so much that you are, you know, on this issue, because democracy has to be inclusive of all the people. And there
Absolutely.
Are people who do not have fluency of English, but they are citizens and they have a right to vote. Yet
Absolutely.
They are not able to vote without the help of translators. And that even includes indigenous people. not just yes. the recent immigrants. So I want everybody to understand how incredibly important it is for everyone to be able to vote. I also, Daryl, I have a gentleman